Good morning. This is The Daily with Syl Stein, now through Spotify for podcasters. Good morning. I'm enjoying my coffee, my donut shop this morning. I have it in the mug that the awesome Nicole Wanglin, my friend and co-worker at work, The Daily with Syl Stein, she made me this fabulous mug and put my silhouette in, behind the mug. And I got also a shirt that says The Daily with Syl Stein on my that she made for me as well. And she's very, very talented. She's made me, she not only makes mugs, she makes shirts, she makes all kinds of stuff. And so if you, you know, you want to know more, let me know and I will let her know as well. So shout out to Nicole Wanglin. I hope that you all are having a fun trip, and love to all your family, to Lily, to your husband, John, to your daughter, Lily, to your son, Cullen, and to Brinley as well. And it's a beautiful children that you have, and God bless you, my friend. Shout out to her, and also to my dear friend, Liz Gorham, who also got me the coffee. She gave me such a great birthday gift with the coffee on my birthday in June. I had it on June 7th. She, excuse me. She gifted me a box of bubble gum, which I love, and also, of course, a shirt, a bunch of other stuff. She does too much, and I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend. But she gave me a box of coffee of the donut shop. So it was delicious. It's been delicious. I've been drinking that. So wanted to start with that. But I'm excited to be here doing this podcast today. Of course, my son graduated, our oldest. We're very, very grateful. And his party's going to be on Sunday. And yes, it is Father's Day, but that was the only day that the American Legion, shout out to them, Post 116. Tammy, thank you for getting us started with that. And I appreciate us being able to use the hall, being able to get that for his party. And it's going to be from 2 to 5. So, and it is Father's Day, and it's so a lot of celebration. But he did graduate from Fuqua Riverina High School. We're so proud of him. And my mom and dad were able to go, my husband's parents, my in-laws, and us. And thank you for all the well wishes to him and for everyone. Family came down to see him in May. Shout out to all the family, Grandma Peg, and Auntie Ann, Auntie Mary, Jacob, Auntie Julie, you know, everyone that came down to visit. Dan, of course, Uncle Dan, and all the wonderful people that came to visit us, for, you know, the family that came to celebrate him in May. And then now in June, we're having his graduation. And also shout out to Liz, my friend Liz, looking out for decorations for us. Yesterday, calling us to see what we needed. My husband wanted to go to the American Legion yesterday for musical bingo. We got to go to the tail end of it. But even after work, and we had a lot of fun. And Liz, thank you for taking the time to calling us and getting us that stuff. And you know where I live, so so I can send you your money and all that for all the decorations. But anyway, I'm rambling now. But I also wanted, and I wanted to say how blessed we feel, thank to God and all our family back home, and all our family back home in Brownsville, Texas, all the family, friends. Thank you for all the well wishes and everywhere, and all the people here and my coworkers at work, and all the friends and family that I have through Facebook and through, and you know, that I connect with. And thank you for all the well wishes for our son, Paul. He says, thank you. Very, very grateful. And we're just very, very blessed. And I also received this wonderful book by an amazing friend, the Queen of Light. I Love You, a Latte, a Celebration of Coffee. And I wanted to discuss that today for this show, for this podcast. It's by It's called by Marina Oliveira. And she wrote this, an ode to the most magical being. Dear coffee, how do I love thee? Let me count the ways. You're the best thing to wake up to. You're so brewful, but also grounded. You pair well with everything. Books, plants, pets, people watching, conversation, solitude, cozy fireplaces and sunny days. We are meant to be. And then she wrote and says, whether you're an espresso enthusiast or an Arabica aficionado, embrace the joy of Java with this ultimate coffee table book full of facts, charming illustrations, coffee quotes, and puns, and delicious recipes to lift your spirits. So, and shout out to Marina Oliveira. And if you're listening to this, please feel free to come on to the podcast for the Daily with Sol Stein. I would love to have you talk about all about your book. I'm going to read some of the stuff that you wrote here, but I wanted to say, Ellen, or Queen of Light, thank you for sending me this beautiful gift. Shout out to her. And I just wanted to talk about it today. I'm going to go back to, of course, the book by Walter Mosey and recommending other books and my own author journey, and writing tips, and also for another show. But I wanted to discuss this. And then in the wrap up, I'll let you know about the newsletter and all the other fun stuff that's happening. But I'm going to start with coffee. And she writes, coffee is a noun, a beverage essential to survival, made from heaven ground seeds that can improve the drinker's mood every morning. That's what she writes on here. And there's such lovely illustrations. Dear coffee, I love you. And she has a picture, and she writes about coffee. The legend of the origin of coffee. So I'm going to read this. Once upon a time, I really should use my glasses. Once upon a time, or so they say, there was a curious and hungry goat. He lived with a goat herder named Kaldi and roamed the countryside, munching on grasses and fruits to his heart's content. One day the goat came across delicious coffee berries. They tasted so good after he ate them, the goat became so energetic that he started dancing. It says, Kaldi couldn't believe his eyes. He had to try this fruit that his goat had discovered. He shared the berries with an abbot friend at a nearby monastery. So the monk, Kaldi, and the goat, they show a picture. They're all dancing. They figured out that they could brew the berries into an energizing beverage. Soon after, coffee was introduced to the world. So this is the legend of the origin of coffee, she writes. And of course, she has the different sizes of the coffee. You know, the coffee latte, there's espresso, the cafe latte, the cappuccino, the macchiato, the americano, many different ones. And I'm going to probably speak about each one or take the time in the morning to talk about espresso. Mine is the preferred one is through the Keurig, but there's a lot of, and I love mocha. A lot of people love iced coffee. I know my coworker and friend, Miss Barnes, loves her iced coffee. I know Miss Dolo or Miss Bet, also at work, loves her iced coffee. I think Miss Julia does too. Also my friend and coworker. They all love like a certain ice or mocha coffee. And I think my friend Zoe also drinks her coffee now. And she also likes her hot chocolate. But so where have you been my whole life? She writes. And then she draws herself almost going into the coffee. And then it shows coffee from seed to cup. Planting, the milling, the picking, the processing. So this is a really interesting little book that I wanted to go into a few facts. She writes, there's a quote, behind every successful woman is a substantial amount of coffee. Stephanie Pirro. That's a quote she writes. And my life in a pie chart. And she has, drinking coffee is overtaken by other stuff. Dreaming about coffee, talking about coffee, wanting more coffee, brewing coffee, and buying coffee. So this is a beautiful illustrated book, and I'm also going to show it on live, you know, so that way I can talk more about it and share this experience, you know, about the love of coffee and how coffee is just in our, what our favorite coffee is. And I hope that you'll let me know. Sorry, our dog is trying to get in, and I think my kids are supposed to be playing with him. But I wanted to record this because then he starts barking and you can't really hear me. Sorry about that. Sorry, buddy. But this is a really, really awesome book that she has created. And it's like an ode to coffee and the love of it. And it has many like recipes, directions on how to create the different like pastries along with the coffee. And of course, brew and books, and how great it is to discuss books and coffee. And this is the reason, this is the whole point to my podcast of the daily. I wanted to create a podcast that, you know, created loves of the things I love. And sorry. I had a phone call and it cut my recording because I'm doing it through my phone, recording through my phone. But like I said, when I was thinking of this, of creating a podcast, I wanted to add the loves of things I loved. And that was, of course, you know, being a self-published author and wanting to give advice, writing advice. And I also wanted to recommend books that you love to read, not just my own, but other books that I've read that have made an impact. And also with the love of coffee. You know, I spend a lot of time at Barnes & Noble. Shout out to them in Triangle Town Center for having my book. And I plan to write to them so I can try to create a book event maybe for July, late July or August, or maybe even September. But I need to write to them as well so I can create that event and hopefully get to go and show my book of Closure and Chasing Clarity and The Diary of the Broken Father. Those are the books that I have right now working on my thriller. And I used to spend a lot of time when my husband worked at Sears in the, you know, he was in the warehouse. And when I first moved here, and he worked, you know, constantly there. And when I would go to the mall to wait for him or visit him or whatever it was, when I had the time after working at school, I would go to Barnes & Noble and join my mocha at Starbucks, the mocha frappuccino. And I would read my book, you know, buy a book, look through the books I wanted to read. So it was amazing. It was kind of like so therapeutic, you know, to do that. So that's the reason for the podcast of the daily. And this book, I Love You a Latte, a celebration. And as I was saying, again, it got cut off for another phone call. Sorry about that. Yes, and I thought, well, I want to do a podcast that includes all that. But this book is amazing. I Love You a Latte is a book that needs to be discussed in more than one episode because it's got a lot to it. And hopefully I can have an interview with Marina Oliveira, and I hope I pronounced that correct, about this book, because I would love to know what her inspiration was. Like, you know, of course she loves coffee, but like what brought it on. And, you know, it's just so creative. And she, you know, she dedicates it to her son. It just sounds like someone that just loves coffee, loves life. And I just would love to, hopefully you're listening to this, Marina, I would love to discuss more of your book. And then, you know, have our listeners of the Daily with Sol Stein, you know, ask you questions or come on the show, or maybe even do a live if we can. And also with the Queen of Light who got me this book. I really, really, this is phenomenal. Thank you so, so much. And we'll be right back with a wrap up. Thank you. And we're back to the Daily with Syl Stein now through Spotify for Podcasters. Make sure to download the episodes. I know, and we're also available through other platforms. Make sure you check those out. This used to be Anchor, and now it's Spotify for Podcasters. And you can find it on Spotify and other platforms. Make sure to download, subscribe, and follow. And we'll try to add more shows soon. Or I'm going to try to add more shows soon. The other thing, this is the wrap-up for today. I wanted to say thank you for all those that tune in to the Daily with Syl Stein, who have listened and who have stayed faithful and listening in spite of not having a lot of shows lately. For one thing or other, I'm going to try to be more consistent. That's what I'm working on for this take on the podcast. There's been a lot of changes now with Spotify for Podcasters, which is essential for all of us. You know, it allows, you know, through the podcast, you're able to do a lot more and subscribe and get yourself to where you become an ambassador in it and are able to get ads for your podcast. So I'm working towards that. And if you like to support the podcast, I believe it's $1.99 if you like to support the podcast. I'll make sure to give you a shout out, and I hope that you keep listening to the show. And I would be nothing without all of you listening, so thank you for taking the time to listen to the Daily with Syl Stein through Spotify for Podcasters, which also has the Coffee Chronicles, because it all begins with coffee. Excuse me. And I also wanted to say that initially, I was going to add the newsletter this month of June. Without further ado, I will have it ready for July. Between July 1st and the 3rd, I should have the new newsletter. I have to talk to my amazing PAs, Samantha Socorso and Tara James, so that way we can create that newsletter for the Daily with Syl Stein, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. So we'll make sure to do that. Hopefully, between the 1st and the 3rd, there'll be giveaways announced and how to do them. And all the information will come to you. And you will get that through your email. And make sure you subscribe. And you should get that every month from starting in July, August, September, and so forth. And like I said, I'm working with consistency for the podcast. Thank you for tuning in. And I want to say how grateful I am for the podcast, where I started in 2017, where I am now. I see the audience growing. Please continue to support the podcast. Also, continue to support other podcasters like the Chasing Stories with the John and Destiny Constantin. It used to be Chatting with the Constantins. Now it's Chasing Stories. Make sure to support them. Congratulations to them on winning the award for their book. I don't want to mispronounce their book that they won with, but they won a big award, and also they are promoting their podcast. Their book is going to be republished for Father's Day, just in time for Father's Day, through Barnes and Nobles. Make sure you check that out, and it's called Chasing Stories, and it's Destiny and John Constantin. So make sure that you check out their podcast. And also, I wanted to send a big shout out to Joe Flair, the Joe Flair Show. Please check out his podcast as well, and his sidekick Kit, and check him out and on his podcast. It's also through Spotify for Podcasters, and I hope you'll take a listen to my podcast, and I'll have more books that I recommend, more writing tip advice. We'll continue with Walter Mosley, continue our love of coffee. I will explore other coffees because, like I said, my husband and I trademark because it all begins with coffee. And then we added the Coffee Chronicles because it all begins with coffee. And we were able to do that through Trademark Engine. So very happy about that. I am going to work on trademarking for merch, but I'll probably have to do a separate license, so that will have to probably wait till after the fall so I can do merch that I can, you know, sell or have. And I will be doing giveaways. And like I said, I hope that you take a listen to the Daily with Solstein, which is available to Spotify for podcasters, through Spotify and other platforms. Make sure to check them out. And thank you so, so much for the support. And I will be talking more about I Love You a Latte, a celebration of coffee by Marina Oliveira. And Marina, if you're listening to this, make sure you let me know so we can try to do an interview and talk about all about your love of coffee. And thank you so, so much for the support of the podcast. I will hopefully check you, see you all soon with another show. Thank you for joining me today, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. Thank you all. And again, thank you for the well wishes on my son, Paul. Sending a big shout out to all my children, Paul, Michael, Consuelo, my family back home in Bronzeville, my brothers, sisters, nieces, nephews, everyone at Holy Family, the Cisneros, Roland, Jr., Callie, Dominic, and all the, and Father Josh. I know you're now in, you're not in Holy Family, but you'll always be a part of Holy Family. We're sending you a lot of love, and thank you for all your prayers, Father Josh. We send you a big shout out. And also, I wanted to say thank you for all that you all do. And a big shout out to my husband, Jeremy Stein. Love you, babe. And also, Hua Heating and Air. Shout out to our friends, Sergio and Lisa Godoy, who are like family, who are family. My sister, I'll call Lisa my sister, along with my sister Fran and Erica. Her husband, Sergio, and all their children, Selena, Maverick, and Gunner. God bless you all. Shannon and Lillian, we love you guys too. Our family, friends, and Dave and Deborah, sending you big love and hugs. And sending big shout out to all my brothers, Mark, Ray, Raymond, Ephra, and my sisters, Frances, Erica, Lisa, Shannon, my mom, Katarina, my godmother, Sela, Del and Selena, our friends and family back home, and Beto, Laura, their children. Big shout out to them, Chris and Sylvia, Rolando. Big shout out to, he's like my brother, my blessed, and sending big love to my sister in heaven, Eloisa, Vanessa Flores, and Amy Lamont. Shout out to them and all my friends and coworkers at Fuquay Varina Elementary. Shout out to all of you guys. Thank you. From Miss Johnson to Miss Bradshaw to our friends and my dear friends, also of course Mrs. Dial, Mrs. McNeil, Mrs. Ramika, and my dear friends Liz and Liz Gorham, and of course Miss Nicole Wanglin, Miss Samantha Barnes, Miss Christy Brown, Miss Tony, Miss Julia, Miss Bet, Miss Chelsea, Miss Sherry. Oh my gosh, there's so many. Miss B, who came and subbed for us a lot, Miss Suchita, and all the wonderful people, Miss Mormon, Miss Donna, and all the wonderful people at our school, Miss Bramble, and so many, and I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody, Miss Debbie. And all the wonderful people at our school, Miss Colup, and all the wonderful ladies at our school. And if I left your name out, I didn't mean to. I'm just, rambling everywhere. And of course, shout out to everyone, Miss Christy, the other Miss Christy, and all the other wonderful people at our school. Shout out to all of you. God bless, and I hope you all have an amazing, amazing day. And thank you for listening to the Coffee Chronicles, or the Daily with Solstein, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. And also a big shout out, last but not least, Lori Fontanes, a dear, dear friend who never forgets us. She's my family as well. She's a fellow author and friend. And shout out to her and her beautiful family. And we love you, Lori, and we hope to hang out soon. And anyone else I left out, I don't mean to. And of course, my wonderful in-laws, mom and dad, we love you, and our family in Michigan, in Odessa, in New York, in Bronzeville, Texas, in Austin, and everywhere, you know, anywhere else I forget. And shout out to everyone. God bless. This was The Daily with Syl Stein through Spotify for Podcasters. Join us again for another show, and thank you for the support.